Hey, this is Jonathan Goodman, and I have incredibly exciting news. My book, The Obvious Choice, is now available for purchase in Kindle, in Audible, and in hardcover. Anywhere that you find books, please go on Amazon, please go to whatever bookstore you like, buy yourself a copy, buy a copy for a friend. Hope that you absolutely love it. Now let's get into the show. Kim, hi. Thank you for your patience.
Hi. Yeah, that was wonderful to witness. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, no, I'm glad. Let's dig in the same way, if you don't mind, and just start so everything is nice and formulaic there for my lizard brain. Just say who you are, who you help, and what we're talking about.
Wonderful. So my name is Kim Holloway. I started life coaching probably a little over 10 years ago, mm-hmm. In my 20s when I really thought I knew everything. Mm-hmm. And I transitioned and changed niches a few times and took some breaks to get married and have a baby and all that kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. Spent a lot of time in nutrition coaching and time as a trainer, and did some sex and intimacy coaching. And really, like, at this point, I've really landed pretty hard in women's empowerment. Cool. So okay. These days I'm helping women over 30 develop the skills to feel really empowered in their decisions and really ultimately so they can have great, healthy, happy relationships. I feel like I have my own experience with and encounter so many wonderful women who are afraid to take up space and are like sort of overthinking every decision and are not sure which way to go and are also stuck in these sort of patterns in their relationships where they really don't know how to set boundaries or repair after conflict or even initiate hard conversations. And so having been in all these different niches over a long period of time, I began growing an audience a long time ago. And I think that the biggest draw to work with me is that I'm very authentic and vulnerable in talking about my struggles and how I'm overcoming them. And the women who read what I'm going through are like, oh yeah, that's me. And they feel inspired by the vulnerability, but also realize that I'm not someone that they're working with because I have all the answers. Sure. I'm someone they're working with because I have experience and I'm not perfect and we can overcome these obstacles together. So most of the people who reach out to work with me now have been following me for years. And I have found that, you know, there are things that I have shared or said years ago that I didn't even know people paid attention to that they'll,
isn't that,
you know,
wild?
Go through. Yeah. And they'll go through something now and message me and be like, you know, you said this a long time ago and I've been listening ever since. Yeah. And now I need your help.
And you're like, why didn't you like a comment then? I was feeling so much like a failure that day. Oh my goodness. Right. I'm so happy now in retrospect, but I felt like quitting back then.
Right.
Would have been nice for a little bit of social support. Friend.
Exactly. And now actually now, like, even when I hear crickets, it doesn't even faze me anymore because I just know people are paying attention.
Yeah. And that's how you know that you've been in the game a long time.
Yeah.
When you can get over that. That's a hard thing to get over, but that's cool to hear. Okay. Cool.
So biggest thing now is I'm also a single mom with a full-time job at NASA, the space agency.
Okay.
They pay me a lot of money to support like a really big NASA science program. And, you know, it provides a lot of security and all the benefits of being an employee. Right. But I struggle a little bit with like creating more space and energy and time for growing my business. I'm taking excellent care of the clients that I have. I started OTM like maybe only 4 months ago. And have like had the biggest like gross income from or revenue from since then, like that I've ever had, especially in this niche. But when I think about like making time to have more conversations with people, to initiate more conversations, that's a little bit of a struggle. And sometimes like, even if I have time, it's like really hard to just like have the discipline because I'm like, I just don't even have the energy, or desire. Like I have an hour free and I don't want to spend it having starting conversations in
Right.
marketing, whatever, you know.
Right.
So I think time is the big thing. And also, like I just don't see myself necessarily like transitioning out of my NASA role because it's really lucrative. I feel valued. I feel like I'm making a great contribution. And
Sure.
it's fulfilling to me. So I guess I just I want to figure out how to do it all. And also maybe even
Well, as a
just
man, let me tell you.
and I want to, I feel like I'm happy with where I'm at. Like I feel like it's like I'm being a great mom, I'm contributing in wonderful ways to NASA, I'm providing
Yeah.
wonderful impact for my clients. But I'm always looking to do more, better.
Right.
And yeah, I think that's where I'm at.
Okay. So I'm absolutely not going to have answers for you, but there's a couple things that came up for me that I can speak to. And then if any of them you want to go deeper on or that kind of jump out, we can do that. The first is that your business, particularly your coaching business, your empowerment business, is what I call an avocado business. Which, you know, when you buy avocados, it's like, don't eat me, don't eat me, don't eat me. Now, eat me now. Oh, too late. Like some businesses are like that. Your business is kind of like that. The people don't really, even if they need it, it's not painful enough yet or present enough yet for them to act on it, and then it's almost too late by the time that they hire you, I would think. And so a lot of, probably that response that you get is like something that you said a long time ago about this moment or this concept, right? That person was kind of dealing with maybe in the background or maybe not, but now something big or major has happened and they remember that thing you spoke about 2 years ago, because it's now present and painful enough. Those are really difficult businesses to market based off of ideas. You have to speak to moments. And I think you do that in some respect. But I guess in the back of my mind, I'm wondering how all in you can go there and maybe even like build a business model around that. So, what I wrote down as you were talking is speak to moments, not ideas. And these moments can be very personal and very painful. And some of them you might have dealt with, some of them you might be sharing, you might be hiding the name or any pertinent details, but you might be sharing from somebody that you've worked with. I'm sure that there's lots of really deep stuff, adultery. I'm sure that there are lots of cases of systematic abuse, not necessarily physical, but like mental. I'm sure that there's lots of things that you talk about, but there are definite moments where it becomes real for that person. And within your content, I think the better job you can speak to those moments, knowing that probably a very small percentage of your audience is going to be in that moment right now. The people who aren't going to be impactful, the people who aren't, if they ever are in that moment, that'll show up for them. But with that, and so that's the idea with the avocado businesses. With avocado type businesses, you cannot market them and nurture people the same way. You have to be there as that obvious choice for them when they're ready to buy. Because before they're ready to buy, they're not even looking. They're not going to be on your page. Nothing. So there's a couple ways to do this. One is what we just spoke about. Another one that you see a lot of people in your field doing are things like writing books. But the books that they're writing are not books really about the things that they coach on. They're books about dealing with trauma. They're books about, they're more, but they're more empowerment type books. What was the one that just came out? Oh, geez. What was it? It was Let Them. That was the one that just came out.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's kind of that model, isn't it? And it's just like a quick hit empowerment phrase. Let them, I'm in control of myself. I mean, that's basically stoicism. Like it's stoicism for like female empowerment is what that is. You know, one thing that you realize if you spend enough time in the self-help is everything is the same philosophies that are hundreds or thousands of years old, just branded differently. And so then, you know, when it comes to time, I think talking to those ideas is powerful and something that you don't perhaps need to create as much content around, because each one will be sticky in the way that you need it to. But then I wonder whether there are, I mean, there's some privacy stuff, but like, could you coach this type of stuff in groups where it's not even necessarily you showing up all of the time? You almost have facilitators and you're encouraging women going through the same thing to connect and be with one another. And you have facilitators who are basically facilitating your curriculum. I mean, not unlike what we do with OTM.
Yeah. I mean, since I started OTM, I created a 10-week signature program around like foundations of connection with self and in relationship. And so we do like some emotional embodiment type practice. And there's a lot of communication practice and strategies around setting boundaries and having hard conversations and repair. Yeah. And I have had like 4 or 5 people so far go through that program. Some of them are still going through it now. And that is feeling a little bit more scalable because I can sort of just plug them in and then they're going. Right. But even thinking about the group thing, it's like, I just need more volume to be able to even do groups. Cause I even try to do group stuff with the women who are in the program and they just want one-on-one and their own thing.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think because what you're doing with the big group thing is you're speaking to a big idea. People have to be, how many steps along their journey are people going to have already taken in order to sign up for that? Versus speaking to a moment where, you know, hey, I'm creating a private group, everybody signing an NDA. If you want, you know, almost a part of your group, you can give, people can participate anonymously where, you know, it's people who, are currently in a mentally abusive relationship and don't see a way out. And, this is a 4-week thing.
Yeah.
We're starting on Friday. Again, because it has to be painful and present enough for them right now in order to act on it. Whereas your signature program is great as a high-end thing. And in fact, what will happen is these groups that are very specific will feed people, I think, into the high-end thing. But they're on a very specific thing that's going on right now in that person's life that fosters connection and acceptance and empowerment within it. I wonder whether that's something to explore. I don't know. Tell me how you feel towards that, because that's also a way for you to like get out of the one-on-one. You know, you can say, I know that I'm going to have a bit like my kids in summer camp for this month. So I know I'm going to have a bit more time. So I'm going to run a 4-week group during that time, for example.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, things that pop into my head are like having, you know, going through a divorce or just a big breakup in general. A lot of times that's like prime time for looking at all the decisions you've made and things that you've gone through and wanting to create a new path for the future.
Yeah.
So yeah, that feels good. I still have this like voice in my head that's like, how many times I've had some kind of idea, this or another one, and kind of put it out there. And then it's just like, nobody raises their hand. And so.
Well, what you would need to do, I think, is you would need to decide on what the topics would be and then start to create content around those moments. And then as part of that content, have some sort of an opt-in or an ethical bribe where you collect their emails and almost put them on a wait list for the next cohort.
Yeah. Okay.
and you create a wait list for each moment.
Okay.
I think you would need to do something like that.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And then you just reuse, you know, the same content. You know,
Yeah.
while you're running a cohort, all that you're doing is just repurposing, reposting content to fill your wait list for your next one.
Perfect.
If you've listened this far into the podcast, I want to invite you to buy a copy of my new book, The Obvious Choice. It's available now. A lot of people have been asking me what the book's about. The central premise is that it's learning how to position yourself as the clear and trusted answer to a specific group's problems. You see, a lot of people these days are trying to become famous to the faceless, anonymous internet, instead of becoming the obvious choice to a smaller amount of people who are going to buy from you. It's actually much better, much more profitable, much easier, and much faster, and much less stressful to be obviously perfect to a smaller amount of people than just okay to a lot of people who are never going to buy you. You see, you don't need to be the best at everything or chase the largest audience. You need to become the most relevant to your people. What I do is I emphasize the importance of understanding your audience's needs, meeting them where they already are, and delivering such value that choosing anyone else feels irrational. And so pick up a copy of the book. It's in Kindle, it's in Audible, it's in hardcover, wherever you find books. Hope that you absolutely love it. Because yeah, if you try to do it like, hey, 2 days from now, I'm running this thing, you just put too much pressure on yourself to fill
what
that
do you
in 2 days.
Think about like price point for something like that?
Oof. I mean, you're talking a month.
Yeah. Once a week for a month. And then there's interaction virtually, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I would think 300 to 400 probably. 300 to 400. I mean, knowing that, and what you can also say to people is 300 to 400, and then you could even do it as, you know, but if you continue with me, we'll put that forward into the bigger program.
Yeah.
So you know, if you continue with me, then this group is free.
Yeah. I like that.
You could voice it like that. But yeah, I mean, I think I that'd be something to talk about with your success coach, a little bit more detail, like pricing for it. But the nice thing about that too, is you can kind of organize that around when you have time.
Yeah.
You know, when you don't have time, you're kind of just filling the wait list. You're creating this bit of content and you're repurposing content.
Mm-hmm.
But you're using that very specifically, using a ManyChat automation or using, you know, to get people into these wait lists for these specific programs. And then knowing that you're going to have, okay, I'm going to have a bit more open 4 weeks here.
Yeah.
Then you can plan to launch at that time. And you can also based off of the wait list, like when more people are in there.
Yeah. And then I feel when we talk about this, I'm like, oh, it's such a good idea. But sometimes I feel like a little bit scattered of like, oh, I'm here talking about my signature program. And now I'm talking about this group thing and on this one topic. And then there's a group thing on this other topic. And I wonder like how that feels to the person who's looking at my content. Like if it feels connected or too much.
You would have to figure out a way to voice it. You would, you know, your signature program, the thing with signature programs like this is you need to figure out a way to help people put their hand up and say, yes, I'm ready for it. Like it almost should be like an aspirational thing that people work towards. And so in your case, you know, you could almost lay it out and say, this is for people going through this specific thing. This is for people going through this specific thing. Your signature program, I mean, you're not going to call it that, but your signature program is for people who have already done a minimum of this amount of work into their empowerment journey. And it might be, you know, you have to have read at least 3 books on this, or you have to have taken part in at least one other program, or whatever you think is a good minimum.
Yeah.
You know, like for us, it's like you have to have at least $1,000 online or $5,000 for your in-person in order to even apply for OTM. And that way people can easily identify and say, yes, I'm ready for that. This is exactly it for me right now. And they don't conflict one another.
Yeah. Okay.
But you, I mean, yeah.
Perfect. And if I were running a group for a specific topic and I had like two people interested in it, would I just run it with those two people?
Sure.
Okay.
Service the heck out of them.
Yeah.
Give them a great experience.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, that's how all coaching groups start.
Yeah.
That's how all professional speakers start. That's how everything starts.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you so much.
Got it. Hey, real quick, I wanted to invite you to buy a copy of my new book. It's called The Obvious Choice. And instead of me telling you about how good it is, what I'm going to do is just read a couple of the endorsements of others. So the first is from Jason Pfeiffer. He's the editor-in-chief for Entrepreneur Magazine. So you can imagine this guy has seen a lot of business books. Here's what he said about The Obvious Choice. He said, "If you want to win in business without feeling like you have to win the internet, get this book. It can help any marketer, small business owner, and entrepreneur." Okay, here's another one from Harley Finkelstein. He is actually the president of Shopify. Again, if you want to find somebody who knows how to sell stuff, particularly sell stuff online, but really anywhere, like somebody who is the president of Shopify probably knows what he's talking about. So here's what he said. He said, "Consider this required reading for anyone running a small business. Goodman nails it when it comes to business insights. This book is filled with timeless advice, and unlike so many other business books, it's a joy to read. Every entrepreneur is going to get actionable takeaways from this read. If you're selling something, you need this book in your life. Trust me, you won't regret it." There's more endorsements you'll find on the Amazon page. Those aren't the only two, of course, but I'll stop there. Please go and buy a copy of the book. It's in hardcover, it's in Kindle, it's in audio, on Amazon, wherever you find books. Hope that you absolutely love it.